Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is tapping an overlooked pool of potential workers and an entrepreneur's invention to cure smartphone addiction. Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. New Hampshire is among seven states with unemployment rates below 3%. Jobless rates at that level make it hard for employers to find the workers they need to expand, a dynamic then that can potentially boost wages and inflation. But there may be a largely ignored pool of talent, the estimated 15,000 people on the outskirts of the job scene because of opioid addiction recovery. Governor Chris Sununu is trying to change that. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz. Jennifer, what have you found?
New Hampshire is struggling with low unemployment, which seems like a good problem for a state to have, but it means that it's very hard for companies to find workers. At the same time, they also have the distinction of being one of the states hardest hit by the opioid crisis. So you have a lot of people who are in recovery or completed recovery and trying to get back to work and or get better jobs. And so New Hampshire is trying to pair the two together.
And, yeah, has it worked out, or what have they done on that front, I guess?
Well, so far they've been holding a lot of meetings with employers around the state, and their plan is to roll out a program where they would designate willing employers as recovery-friendly workplaces, and then people who are in recovery could look to see where they might apply, and so that would, you know, encourage them to put in applications. There's a lot of people involved in this, and just a couple weeks ago they held a recovery-friendly job fair where they actually had companies come out and people could go in and talk to them, and so they're doing some things along those fronts. There's already a few businesses who are hiring people in recovery, so those companies have been talking about it to their peers. And they're really trying to kind of get this going and get more people on board with this idea.
How about this group you referenced in this story, Jennifer, Chameleon Group LLC? They were they even have like a program to help?
Yeah, they're interesting. They're a telemarketing company in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And what happened there is that they hire a lot of people, and they had an employee who had been a really good worker, and her performance deteriorated, and they didn't really know why, and she ended up leaving. And then she came back, and she said, you know, I'd like to come back. And that her former boss said, well, you know, what happened last time? And he come to find out, she'd had a, she'd been addicted to heroin. But now she was in recovery, she was sober, she wanted to come back, and she did. And she did a very good job, and she rose to management. And so the company's president thought, well, there's got to be more people like this. And he started to recruit from the recovery community. And so he's got, you know, I think he said about 15 people there who fall into that category. And so he's done things to support them, like allow them to have 12-step meetings in the conference room, and to have to meet with probation officers on the premises, so they don't have to leave during the day and, you know, take the bus across town. And so that's the way that it's played out there. It's been they're open with him. They can be open about, you know, if they need to call their sponsor. And okay. He says that that in a way he sees it as an advantage, because the way he put it was that all employers hire addicts, but that he knows who they are.
Thanks, Jennifer. Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz. Hey, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Here's one way to address your addiction to your smartphone. Grab yourself a substitute. An Austrian designer created a substitute phone, which looks like a smartphone, but features stone beads on a track to resemble gestures like swiping or tapping. He created the substitute phone based on his observations of people constantly scrolling and reading on their smartphones. USA Today says the substitute phone offers no digital features. Instead, users just swipe the stone beads back and forth to simulate gestures you would make on a regular smartphone. His website says this calming limitation offers help for smartphone addicts to cope with withdrawal symptoms. They're expected to go on sale in the near future. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.